The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is supported in part by listeners like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. I'm your host, David Dubal, and I welcome you with all my heart to The Piano Matters. There's much to savor as usual. The book two of the Brahms Paganini will be played for you, and a lovely Janáček piece, A Blown Away Leaf. I love Janáček from the moment I ever heard him, and there'll be much more. And so Montaigne himself utters, "It happens, as with cages, the birds without despair to get in, and those within despair of getting out." Let's bring Evgeny Kissin. He was only about 17 when he recorded these. What a precocious lad. And we'll bring him to the stage of our imagination and listen to him in Scriabin's Prelude Opus 27, number 2, and the E minor Mazurka by Scriabin. It's Opus 25, number 3. And there he was, playing for you, Evgeny Kissin. Scriabin, always a treat, and we heard the Mazurka in E minor and the Prelude Opus 27, number 2. These little marvels, one page long, he wrote throughout his career, 96 of them in number, each perfection personified. Evgeny Kissin playing very well. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and we have some formidable pianists for your ears and appreciation. From his Ode on Solitude, Alexander Pope, here it is. "Thus let me live, unseen, unknown, thus unlamented, let me die. Steal from the world, and not a stone, tell where I lie. But my friends, it's very difficult now to live anonymously and in solitude. Silence itself, have you noticed, has passed into legend. We want the din and the rin and the constant noise. But not Alfred Brendel. He is so against walking into a restaurant with music that his skin turns purple. That's what he told me. And he returns to us in some Franz Liszt. It's a Hungarian rhapsody. The great master of the pianoforte, Franz Liszt, wrote 19 in number, and number 8 is hardly at all known. But it's a very fine example anyway. It's marked lento a capriccio, and he has some declamatory, melancholic, and coquettish moments. Yes, it's seldom played, and I hope you enjoy it. Here is Alfred Brendel himself, a fervent Lisztian.
Thank you.
And there he was, Lord Alfred Rendell. He should go beyond a sir. He played the Eighth Rhapsody very well. It was an early recording in his output, and what an output it's been. He retired a few years ago, but he's still around lecturing, giving master classes, writing poetry, doing little drawings, and so forth. Well, I'm with you. I'm David Dubal. And if you want to gather a bit of sanity around you, get a piano. What age one is irrelevant. Take 10 minutes and just play with it. Make some pleasing or dissonant sounds. Create a melody. You'll forget in 10 minutes the most important thing in the world to forget, and that is time. I give you a moment from the celebrated Anonymous. And he says, it's the same the world over. It's the poor gets all the blame, while the rich gets all the gravy. Ain't it all a bloomin' shame? And here it be, the hallelujah from Messiah. But no chorus. I couldn't afford them. You'll hear Cyprian Katsaris in the Czerny adaptation of Hallelujah from Messiah. And that's always the perfect playing of Cyprian Katsaris. One of the reasons he has perfection at all times, at least on his recordings, is he practices like a madman. He told me there are never enough hours in the day. I said, well, what about your body? I don't think of it. What did you think of the Hallelujah adapted for the piano in a rather bald way? Well, it's, of course, harmonically bald as it is. Katsaris, of course, had pleasure in doing it for us. Yet, I do not think that Katsaris would be able to rise King George III in utter awe. He just stood up when he heard it at the London premiere, I think in 1747, of the mighty Handel Oratorio. And if he stood up, if the king and monarch stood up, so did all the audience. And it's become a tradition ever since. This is David Dubal in The Piano Matters. Hope all is going very well with you in these incredible times. Let's have some Lajos Janáček. 1854-1928, so he's born in the same decade and very close to Puccini. And Puccini, of course, keeps the stages of the world because Italian is the much more singable language. Antonín Kubelek gives us Janáček's A Blown Away Leaf. It's a wonderful 3 minutes. Janáček adored Moravian and Czech folk song. And he wrote this: each folk song contains an entire man, his body, his soul, his surroundings, everything, everything. He who grows up among folk songs grows into a complete man. Are there many of us who grow up with any real folk songs anymore? But the composer Constant Lambert thought this. Well, to put it vulgarly, the whole trouble with a folk song is that once you play it through, there's nothing much you can do except play it over again and play it rather louder. Here is the Janáček piano piece. Thank you. You heard Antonín Kubelek, and he was born in 1935 at Papis Janáček's A Blown Away Leaf from his piano cycle On an Overgrown Path. They're very underplayed. Occasionally you'll hear them in a Czech movie. And here now, music from the 21st century by Lynn Kurtz. She died on March 30th, 2011, and she's an extraordinary composer, really. You'll understand that the moment you hear the glissando starting the dance. She had a distinguished teaching career. She earned her BA from Juilliard, where she studied with a very eminent composer at that time, Bernard Wagenaar. Of course, all of his music is gone now. Then at Brandeis, she received the Master of Fine Arts, where she studied with no less than Irving Fine. Then later, she received a doctorate from Columbia. We're going to hear two pieces, and she calls them In D. It's a four-movement piano sonata that she wrote while she was composer in residence at the Bartok Cottage in Saranac, New York. We shall hear the dance, the second movement, and then the last movement, the toccata and fugue. The pianist is Andrew Eitzel, who was a student in my classes at Juilliard. I liked the guy, but I haven't heard hide nor hair from him in years. I hope he's listening to The Piano Matters at this moment. Here is Andrew Eitzel in two movements from In D by the fine American composer Lynn Kurtz. Thank you. Was an impeccable performance by Andrew Eitel. The second movement, the dance, and the fourth movement, Toccata and Fugue, by Lynn Kurtz. The piano sonata titled In D. This is the show titled The Piano Matters, and for me it certainly matters, as the piano is my dearly beloved, its literature endless and incomparable. Let's go back to Montaigne, who says, "The lack of wealth is easily repaired, but the poverty of the soul is irreparable." Another former student of my classes at Juilliard is Igor Lovchinsky. I think you will like very much his rendering of Earl Wilde's virtuoso etude on Gershwin's song, O Lady, Be Good. Igor Lovchinsky played the Wild Etude on Gershwin's O Lady Be Good, and on his recording he plays all seven of the virtuoso etudes on songs by George Gershwin, of course. Here we are, it's The Piano Matters, heard weekly on WWFM, the Classical Network, where I am proud to bring you the world's great piano music weekly. And do remember, to keep us going, we need your help. Whatever it be, it will be appreciated much. So go to WWFM.org, donate, and show your appreciation, and we'll hug each other. For the next 10 minutes, we will listen to an outlandishly difficult piece of music, but it's very great music. It's the variations on a theme by Paganini, by Brahms. There's two books, and we will hear Francesco Labetta play book two for us. It was a live recital in Italy, 2002. It seems such a short time ago, and yet it's not. Thank you. Francesco Labetta playing with style and his technique at times burning. The variations on a theme of Paganini, Book 2, and the theme, of course, is that very pregnant motif, which Paganini himself writes for his 24th Caprice, a theme and variations. And Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Ludoslavsky, and others have been so attracted to the possibilities that this tune gives a composer. Let's always remember what Leigh Hunt said. He was a friend of Lord Byron. Patience and gentleness is power. And great music is power of a transcendence. Here is the second piece of Schumann's immortal set titled Fantasiestücke, of which number 2 is called Aufschwung, or soaring. Our player of the pianoforte is Sergei Kuznetsov, and he was born in Russia in 1978. Here is Aufschwung.
Thank you.
My heart still throbs when I hear those first moments, those arresting measures from Schumann's Soaring. And they were well played, especially the second theme by Sergei Kuznetsov. I'm David Dubal. What have you been reading? My mind needs books. Someone asked me what I like to do. I said, I don't like reading. My mind hungers for good reading. This week I finished W. Somerset Maugham's essays. I wonder who reads him these days. I think his short stories are sometimes a little dated, but yet read a page and Maugham's special atmosphere gets, at least to me. That is what art has, that kind of aura where one thing leads to another. The next day, randomly turning the channels, there it was, an adaptation of his 1918 novel, Of Human Bondage. And the novel, think of it, is now over 100 years old. We conclude with two exhilarating performances of the Liszt Transcendental Etude, number 5 called Fofolle, Will-o'-the-Wisp, and The Dance of the Gnomes, a concert etude by Franz Liszt, and the player, he can be electric at times, Leonid Kuzman. Thank you. Leonid Kuzmin, with vitality in his hands, playing the Fufale, the fifth transcendental etude of Liszt, and the concert etude called The Dance of the Gnomes. Please return to the Piano Matters next week for another program of power-packed pianism, lyricism, and very few technical errors. Jeremy Collier said, "Dangerous principles impose upon our understanding, emasculate our spirits, and spoil our temper." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.